Hi, Jessica, and welcome back.
Thank you, Kim, and welcome back.
Oh, yes, I guess we've both been on a break.
Exactly. Yes.
So what have you been up to?
Oh, you know, the world's a little different than it was last time we chatted.
Very different.
Yeah. New world. Same us, though. So we're here today to talk about our station spotlight campaign.
Yes.
Yes.
That's exactly why I want to talk to you guys. Mm-hmm. Things are changing, and you seem to be doing something that's great for the community, businesses, people, mm-hmm. yourself. So I really want to get an insight on what you're doing.
Absolutely. So as we all know, the world has changed. 2020 is a different year in a lot of ways, and a lot of ways have been negative for a lot of people, mm-hmm. and especially for business coming back. It's a really tough time for a lot of people. But what's awesome about 2020 and what's not different at all is people's commitment to each other and our commitment to the community. And that's where this came from. Nothing post COVID-19 is about us, I feel like. Like it is, but it's more than just smart business choices. It's how can I help my neighbor, and how can I help my customer, and how can I help the person down the street? And this is a way that we can kind of do all of those things.
Yeah.
So we wanted to find a creative way to utilize the space that we've created and to benefit other people. And we thought that a really great way to do that would be to try to match people to services or products that might be interesting to them. So we're going to take this opportunity to highlight other local businesses that are not us.
It's a great collaboration, I think. It's a win-win for you, win-win for them, and win-win for the consumer or clients or mm-hmm. whoever out there is looking. And you may not know about businesses. So mm-hmm. it's a great collaborative effort, I find.
I think it's going to be.
And I'm pretty excited.
Good. I'm really glad. And we're really excited, too. It's a really neat way for all of us to network together as well. Like, through doing this, we're building a network of other business owners in this community mm-hmm. that are doing something very similar to us. And, you know, maybe we can learn from them. Maybe they can learn from us. But what we can absolutely do is win together.
Absolutely.
And yeah. I think that that should be the focus of 2020.
Yeah. And 2020 has also made a movement towards support local, like
yes.
support your local friends, entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. businesses. And I think this is like the most perfect hand in hand. Let's change. Things are changing. Like you said, they're not going back.
No. Nope.
But it's a simple way to help everybody succeed and move forward. I know that you posted a few things on social media about what you're looking for, what mm-hmm. you're doing. So do you want to tell a bit more, like how do businesses get in touch with you?
Social media. Write us on social media, on Instagram or on Facebook. We do not have any prerequisites. We do not have any requirements. We do not have anything set in our mind that would stop anybody. So if anything's stopping you, just talk to us. Reach out. If you have a product, if you have a service, if you have something that you want us to help you market, reach out on social media. It's easy as that. It just starts with one message, and then we will direct and guide you through the rest.
That's perfect.
Yep.
Wow. So where did this idea come from?
Yeah. The shed. I don't know. You know, okay. Some beautiful things happen while you're out working on the farm. And we have had the opportunity through being closed for the last 3 months to do a lot of thinking and to put a lot of ideas down on paper. And it starts with an idea and you write it down and you figure it out and you go from there.
And I saw that you guys did your first collaboration a few days ago.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It went so good. So actually it was yesterday. It was with the Dollhouse Day Spa mm-hmm. in Taylor. Dakota Newhook owns that. And she does some beautiful, beautiful nails. And we worked with her to get a giveaway. She gave away $20 off your first set as well as like a little care package.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, it was really great. We worked with Dakota to get her art so that we could create a little slide. The point of this is that we know we're busy and we know other business owners are busy, and we don't necessarily want this to be something that takes a ton of anyone's time. Mm-hmm. It should be something that comes together organically that we just put in front of the right eyes. So Dakota got in touch with us. We got her art from her, made up some slides, posted a contest, and that was it. Like, that's how easy it is. 1, 2, 3, 3 cents.
That's perfect. And especially since with COVID, we were all restricted mm-hmm. and secluded. Social media doesn't have those boundaries.
No.
And with a lot more time on our hands, more people are on social media. Mm-hmm. So it was actually like a win-win-win. You can still reach people as things are opening again.
Yes.
So I think that was
yeah.
a brilliant idea.
You know, it's beautiful. We have a lot of really, really creative and beautiful businesses in this town. And we have a lot of people that are doing a lot of services. And if we can just help put them in front of the eyes that will see them, that's awesome. You know, I saw the radio is also giving away free advertising. Like, that's,
oh, wow.
Yeah, that's really cool too. I think it was Moose FM is giving away a couple free weeks to people. And like, anything that we can do, now is the time.
Yeah.
How can we help our neighbor?
Yeah, you're doing it a certain way. I'm trying to do it another certain way with the little podcast.
Yeah.
So that's great. And who do you have coming up?
No, you know what? I honestly can't even say because Chris is running that spreadsheet. I'm trying to think. I think that we have A Reiki session in there. Reiki session?
Yeah.
I think that we have maybe yoga. I don't know, but it's exciting.
So it could be anything. It could be like restaurants, pet store, clothing shops.
It can literally be anything.
Coffee shops.
Yeah.
I know it's kind of weird, but coffee shops and coffee shop.
100%. No, yeah. You know, here's the thing. We touched on this before. Like, our competitors are our friends. We can all succeed together. There are plenty of people in this world that want to drink coffee. I in no way want anybody to feel like they could not be included.
Yeah. That is really nice.
It's important.
Yeah.
We can win together, guys. We don't need to fight it out.
No. No. Oh, that's great. So, and then obviously you have a way of measuring the impact of how many people you've reached. So how impactful was the contest?
You know, I think the impact is really a tough thing to gauge. Like, I know how many people looked at it. I think that the last time I looked, there was like 69 entries into it, which is a memorable number.
Yes.
But, you know, it's really going to be the impact, the positive impact is going to be really up to the business owner on the other end. We've told people what we are doing is we are taking your product and we are just trying to find people who your product is relevant to and just get it in front of their eyes easier. At that point, we pick the winner and we send it to you, the business owner, and you contact that person and you sell to that person. So you control the rest of that experience for them. So it could be as impactful or as not as you want it to be. Like, our goal is to get you at least one person with their eyes on your product, and then it's up to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys are like a catalyst, a great catalyst to maybe reach a whole new demographics of people that you might not have reached with your personal business before.
That's exactly it. But so, also the people who we have reached with our personal business, because we know they're organic local viewers because of the way that we chose to grow our business. We know that those are people right here in Fort St. John. So our goal is to get your stuff to local people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's touch on social media since you guys are doing this here. Mm-hmm. You guys are pretty excellent at it.
Thank you.
Pretty fun to watch.
Thank you.
So do you have any new tips? Like, have you grown? Like, have you looked at doing things a little bit different with your social media in the time of COVID?
To be honest, you mean during the time of COVID?
Yeah, like, have you, like, you guys are so famous for your social media. What have you developed? Have you grown? Have you found new things that work and don't?
Yeah. So during COVID, to be honest, at the beginning of COVID, I posted a video where I said, we're going to do some fun things, like, stay tuned. And then we didn't do anything, to be honest. Like, we turtled, we shut everything down, we closed the shops down, and we went home and we focused on what was important, which was the world and our family and those, just like everybody else. But coming out as we were getting ready to go back to work, seeing that the world was going to be different and not knowing how we were going to fit into that, we knew that things needed to be different, especially because we were going to be less hands-on physically in the shop. Not only because we want to take a more back office support role, but also because around COVID, we felt like it would be the best for our employees and for our customers if we only ran one shift and one person in the shop per day, so that we could control who was going in and who was going out and exposure to certain kinds of things.
Absolutely.
So we knew we wanted to take a step back and only put one person in there, which meant that we weren't going to be able to control our social media as much as we did before. We were going to need to be able to depend on our team. So going up until open, we put in a couple of different things that we just thought would be more engaging. Things like morning announcements are now hosted by each shop, telling people a little bit about what's going on in the shop, but also in the world. Like, we want to just be the one-stop shop to make people smile, keep them informed, and sell them tasty things. Yeah. You know?
That's a perfect way to do it, though.
It is really cool. It's neat. And now our team, both of our girls, we have one at each shop, and they both post like fire. So they each do 5 posts a day, plus a morning announcement. And it's pretty crazy. It's awesome when you give them tools. So it's not like throwing them in and saying post on social media, that wouldn't be fair, but making sure that we wrote out, you know, what is content? What can you use as content? Once you have a picture, how do you turn it into content if it doesn't have a picture of a coffee or an orange coffee shop in the background? Teaching them those things we realized was going to be really important. And I mean, we're 1 week in and we're seeing success. So I'd say it's working.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
I definitely love watching the morning announcement.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, and it's true that the impact of social media, and you guys are doing it so well, can reach so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And I really strongly urge other companies, don't be afraid, do it. But like you said, plan it out and have a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, it's okay to trust other people to take over or like have their say in it, as long as you have guidelines set out and you know what you want.
Yeah. You almost have to, I feel like, in order to evolve. Like, you can do the best that you can do on your own, but there's going to be a certain point where you hit a wall and you're not growing anymore in that area. And you have to be able to give up those reins and to trust people and to trust that you have the right people in place to do it because you put those people in place.
So we were just talking about social media and Jessica had amazing things. And I was like, I didn't turn the mic on. So let's hit a little rewind and go.
Okay, go. So we're talking about social media still.
Yeah.
And social media and how you can control it and how you can control the narrative that you tell to your customers. And I feel like going into this process of getting our business back up and running, I see a lot of people who are getting open, which is awesome. But I see a slide on social media saying, hey, we're open or we're opening tomorrow. Here's our new rules around COVID-19, which is so important. Like, we have to have those. We need to make sure our customers and our employees are safe and that everyone's aware of what those are. But it just felt like such a lost opportunity to control the narrative of what was happening. When we were getting back open, you know, so many businesses, including us, didn't know if or when they were going to be able to open their doors when they chose to close. That's the sacrifice and the chance that we all took by closing those doors and turning those lights off. But we did it for our customers and our community. We did it. And coming back to it, knowing for us if and when we were going to open, that wasn't something that we wanted to do sneakily. Like, that was something that we wanted to celebrate. 2020 has been a year of a lot of things that are negative, but they don't all have to be negative. And this is a new world that we're coming back to as business owners, and that's exciting. So when we came back, we ramped up to it, and we did a countdown, and we did giveaways to our grand reopening, because this is something to celebrate, not just for us, but for our customers and for our employees whose livelihoods depend on this. This is something to celebrate. And you can choose the mustache that you put on whatever you put out there. You can control the narrative that goes to your customers, and you can create the environment that you want for them, not only at the window, not only in front of your face, but on social media too. And for us, that's to be the reason somebody smiles today. And everything that we post, we want to come at from a positive angle. And there's always a positive angle. It just depends on where you're looking at it from.
Absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head when you said celebrate this as a grand reopening.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we had to shut down for the health and well-being of society, people,
mm-hmm.
and celebrate this reopening. Like, use that opportunity, because it doesn't usually come back. Like, everybody waits. Most people wait for a big, big change
mm-hmm.
to celebrate something big with their company, but mm-hmm. this is it. I think you really nailed it on the head.
This is it, you guys. Yeah. Like, this is, we are coming back and we have the choice of what happens from now on, and we all have to be different, and we all have to innovate, and we have to pivot, because the world is different. But that doesn't mean it has to be bad, and also that doesn't mean that the face we put on it needs to be negative for our customers.
No.
Because we want them to come see us.
Yes. And like, bring a little joy. Like, yeah. You guys definitely bring a little joy to people. Like, we've been cooped up for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We're all unsure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as we get out, and what I've noticed actually is since COVID happened, is more people are into face-to-face contact.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never seen so many people actually talk to each other at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Normally they're on the phone and you're like skimming aisles and squealing to get out of people's ways.
Mm-hmm.
And now you see people like, hey, how have you been? It's a lot more personal contact, like you said, positive.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to touch on that. And you guys do it well too. So it's really nice. I went to your shop before coming here and I was like, hey.
How was Brittany?
And she was excellent.
Were you hard on her?
Nope, not at all.
Oh, you should be next time, because she's going to be excellent regardless.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was dealing with other customers and it was just great. And before I left, as usual, a few customers were behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always say, oh, I brought you a few customers.
Yeah.
It's totally cheesy,
I love that. You know, it's what's really interesting about this world that we're in right now is literally every single person can relate to each other. And that's something that I've never seen in my lifetime. But
very
because
true.
Of this situation, and because we're all going through it together, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, the salesperson at the Ford dealership or the person on the other end of your utility call, or like, we literally all have something to relate to right now. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing in a terrible reasoning. You know what I mean? Obviously, it would be great if it didn't happen, but now it did. And we all are in this mind space where we're in it together. And that's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Let's keep going with that. Like, let's not let that go.
No, not at all. And I don't think it's too late. If businesses have reopened, I don't think it's too late to do a grand reopening.
No.
The opportunity, I believe, is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And they can always get in touch with you guys to help build that momentum.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not too late if you guys have already reopened.
The opportunity to set the tone and narrative with your customers is never lost. Every day is a new day. You can always do something different tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And you can always make it exciting.
COVID brought so many changes, but changes are a great way to get out there in front of potential customers, clients,
mm-hmm.
new public, whatever. I think it's great.
Changes can be uncomfortable and changes can be challenging, but changes can also be awesome.
They're also inevitable in a way.
You know what? And they're also kind of necessary in a way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You don't want to be stagnant. You don't want to be the same note. You don't want to continue your whole career doing the same thing. And sometimes we need these things to force us out of our comfort zone to do something different.
Yeah, that is very true. Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, so that was Jessica from the Caffeination Station. So if you have a business or know of a business that would really benefit from sharing and participating in this great opportunity, please get a hold of them. They're always active, and I think it's a fantastic way for everybody to benefit. So I hope more businesses take advantage of this. Please let them know that you heard this episode and what you thought of it. Thanks, guys. We'll see you again, I believe, at the end of the week.